I like to joke that the Catholic, well, it's a joke, but it's also true. The Catholic Church is the one place where as you get a promotion, your retirement age goes up, not down. If you're a priest, we are allowed to retire at 70. When you're made a bishop, 75. If you're a cardinal, 80. And if you're the Pope, good luck. And I feel so bad for the Holy Father, for any man called to be the Pope sometimes, because you're, like, Pope Benedict, Pope Francis, they were both late 70s when they were elected to lead the Catholic Church in the world. Like, this whole worldwide church, over a billion Catholics, and you're like, I was so close to being able to retire, and now I got more work to do. And I can't imagine the pressure that they feel. The desire to fix and provide for everyone, but also the recognition of their own limitations, their own inability to do what they might like to do. Pope John the 23rd had a wonderful prayer, and he said every night before he went to bed, Lord, it's your church. I'm going to bed. That's faith. You know, I can't imagine the stress that the Holy Father must be under, the daunting tasks that lie ahead of him. But every day he gets up, he goes to work, he does what he can, and entrusts the Lord the rest. I think that's a great example for all of us. In our first reading, in our gospel reading today, we see people looking at the magnitude of the task in front of them to feed all these people with what little they have. And before they even start, the temptation is there to just give up. This is beyond me. What are 7 loaves and 2 fish? We can't feed all these people with 200 days' wages. Why bother even trying? How often is that a temptation for us? That the task ahead of us looks so large that we aren't willing to even engage? You know, we do some charitable work from the parish to feed the poor and to help them as we can. And somebody said to me, why are we doing that? Jesus himself says, you'll always have the poor with you. We can't make a difference. We can't end poverty. We can't fix these things. And you're right. But that doesn't mean we do nothing. Didn't Jesus also say, whatever you do for the least of these, you do for me? Didn't he also say, give and do not count the cost? And we have to remember, we don't do it alone. We do it with the grace and help of our Heavenly Father, who blesses our efforts to make a difference in the world. Ultimately, we can do nothing without him, but it doesn't mean that we're not to do anything. We're still called to go out and to try and make disciples. And Jesus himself knew we would fail sometimes, that we wouldn't always be successful. When he sent out his apostles to go village to village, he said, if they listen to you, stay there. If not, shake the dust from your feet and go on to the next place. But he didn't say, give up. He didn't say, don't try because you might be rejected. He didn't say, don't help the poor because you're not going to be able to alleviate poverty on your own. He still invites us to do what we're able to do and to entrust the rest to him. I know it's a prayer I say almost daily, Lord, I have done the best I can and now I need you to bless it. I need you to carry out the rest because I can't do it all myself. How often do we all feel that way? There's always something more to be done, something that seems insurmountable, but we can't give into despair and not even try. In both of our readings today, people brought what they had. They put it at the service of the Lord, and in his abundance, he made it grow. That's faith, the faith to try. The faith to try and make the world a better place, to try and make a difference in one person's life, to do something rather than nothing. There's an old phrase in theology that grace builds on nature. That grace doesn't just happen. We have to try and put in the efforts to build virtue in our life. That we have to put ourselves out there. That we have to work on ourselves, but God blesses that, and his grace gives us the ability to do more than we could ever do by ourselves, if only we're willing to try. to do something in the service of the Lord, to seek to do his will even when it seems beyond us. From the second book of Kings, we wait hundreds of years until we get to the gospel that we heard today. And 2,000 years since then until our day now. And in all of that time, God has again and again blessed the efforts of his people beyond their abilities to do by themselves, multiplying and providing for them in their need. Why would we think he's done? He wants to give us what is good. He wants to aid us in building up his kingdom here in this world. And all he asks us to do is to try, to go out there and put ourselves at the service of his kingdom, to proclaim the word, and maybe we won't succeed, but maybe we plant a seed that God is able to bear fruit from later in life. Maybe we're able to make a difference in someone's life just for a day, but that day gives them the hope they need to continue. God abundantly blesses our efforts, brothers and sisters. So let us not give up. Let us not talk ourselves out of trying in the first place because we know we may not be able to complete the task. With God's grace, amazing things are possible. But he asks us to participate, to give it a go, to try, and to pray just as Jesus did in our gospel reading today, thanking God for the gifts that we have, as meager as they may seem sometime, and to share them, and trusting that he will take care of the rest.